Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
All right, here's one for you, Petey, since it's kind of slow sports time. Peru State Athletics is now following us.
I know they are.
Twitter.
I know.
Go Bobcats.
It's great.
Yeah.
I was just telling Petey off the air, Lalo. High school football coaches follow us. Well, official high school football coach places. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck.
Some even the Catholic schools in the area. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Tan Line Tuesday.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Coming tomorrow, Tan Line Tuesday.
This day in 1950, I bring this up because I imagine 174,000 people anywhere, like today.
Yes. 174,000
people. Imagine that.
It doesn't really happen anywhere.
Amount of people somewhere.
That doesn't happen anywhere.
174,000 people gathered this day in 1950 in Rio de Janeiro to watch the World Cup final, Brazil and Uruguay.
And by the way, that's before
Uruguay.
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 Very
That's
near
also
Chile.
Why I brought it
by
up.
By the way, here's the deal with that. That's before big screens. So you didn't see Dick.
Yeah. Nothing.
These seats are great, Dad. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What are we watching?
These were all in the stadium?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
It was a new stadium.
175,000-seat stadium?
There was 174,000 people reported. This is the first World Cup action in 12 years because of World War II.
And
so it was
also
a new stadium in Rio de Janeiro, and they say there was 174,000 people there.
Probably had seats like they do down in Lincoln there, you know.
Just bench seat.
Bench seats, and every number is 2 inches from the other number.
Yep. You sit on laps,
your ass
basically.
Doesn't fit, right.
Yep, hip to hip.
Yeah, like what's the biggest NASCAR venue?
It's not that.
They might not even hold 175,000.
And by the way, they're not even selling them out anymore, so I don't even know
right.
When's the last time 174,000 people witnessed one event. Official, not like some outdoor thing, like not right. Some concert in Central Park. That's different.
Oh, right.
I think it was only 160 when, was it Virginia Tech and West Virginia?
Played a NASCAR race?
At Bristol.
Okay.
Yeah, Indy Motor Speedway goes 230.
Holy but it never, doesn't God. Sell out, though. Never sells out.
Texas Motor Speedway is 181.
Okay. Jesus. That doesn't sell out anymore.
No. Cowboys could play there, maybe.
Yeah.
Uruguay. Or
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
That, too.
Uruguay.
Actually upset Brazil, so probably 174,000 pissed off Brazilians.
They kill a bunch of Uruguayans? They
no,
had to.
No report
people
on that.
People kill people in soccer, even to this day. Let alone 1950 is probably a given.
That's true.
Good luck.
Hearing reports of hooliganism.
No.
No, it's France.
Out of Croatia.
Yeah,
France wins 4-2. 4-2. Win their second
World
Cup.
Well, one was a penalty kick.
It was.
Yeah.
On a probably... Oh, that handball, that was a decent call. There was another question.
That was the most goals scored in like 100 years.
Once again, one was a penalty kick, and that's just a guy guessing wrong and the other guy scoring.
Yeah.
I saw the penalty kick.
Yep. That was exciting.
Yeah, it was.
And FIFA, who's as crooked as the IOC and the NCAA.
Yeah. Maybe more.
Yeah.
I think more, actually.
Their diversity boss. They have a diversity boss,
great.
Which I suppose you would if you're a global organization. But they leading into this World Cup final, they told broadcasters to stop zooming in on hot women and the crowd at these games.
Now, I originally thought that's because – they don't want to show women.
Why?
Because they're machismo stuff. No, because there's too much sexual harassment going on. These women are a danger over here.
It's part of the Pound Me Too movement. or hashtag Me Too movement.
No, you're right. There's apparently a lot of women being molested at these soccer matches. A lot of them.
And a lot of them are dressing up more because a gal last World Cup ended up being famous out of just a drop. You know, as Jen Sterger, the Brett Musburger, right, Florida State gal.
Sure.
So they're calling these honey shots.
Well, they are good looking. People like to see good look. I like to see the pretty girls in the crowd,
right,
like Craig would say.
Because if they don't show them on TV, they're all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. And Getty Images, you know, a famous image provider, had a photo gallery of the hottest fans at the World Cup. They took that down.
Those Croatian chicks are hot.
Regrettable error.
I don't know. I understand. They're trying to protect the women in their excuse, which is probably the best thing.
Sure.
But hopefully it's not just don't show hot chicks.
Imagine the College World Series broadcast without hot chicks.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine that. No, don't ever do
college
that.
College football broadcast. I mean, all of anything, them. You know.
So TMZ.
You need a palate cleanser because you're going to show some douchebag looking a guy at a football game.
Mustard stains. Draft
Here's
beer.
A guy in a corn hat.
Corn on their head or cheese on their head.
Well, cheese is a hat. Corn's not.
Doesn't make you look good. Either one.
So you admit cheese is a hat.
No, I don't. Ooh. I admit you look like an idiot with both of them. Even you guys wouldn't wear a cheese hat to a game.
Again, I told you, it's the one-size-fits-all thing. It's not true for me.
You could carve that out, though.
Yep.
Make it fit.
You could get a custom cheese hat.
I know it wouldn't fit my big old bucket head either, puss, but I'm not going to wear a cheese head.
Yeah, big block of cheese.
You said bucket.
Yes, he said bucket. Okay. He said bucket.
I was taken aback just a second there. Did he say bucket?
I think I might have it.
Now, Getty did remove that gallery I was talking about, but TMZ has one up. You can check out the hottest fans from the World Cup. But I'd actually
pretty girls watching soccer. Why can't we see it?
No, sure. I'm international hot gals.
I know what I read, though. They're trying to stop the sexual harassment of these things. But let's stop murder first at soccer games. Then we'll go with
a good idea. And hooliganism. Yeah. Now, if you don't feel good looking at these women, these just random fans who are just there, you can go check out a TMZ gallery of the soccer guys' wags. Which are, you know, their own Instagram shots.
Okay.
These are the wives girlfriends
of
soccer guy. And I would recommend checking that one out over the hottest fans at the World Cup. Yeah. I sent Puss a link. I don't know if you can put that up.
A lot of great looking
posting
women.
It right now.
And speaking of wags, Justin Verlander can make deposits.
Yes. He dropped a baby in Kate Upton.
Kate Upton announced her pregnancy with an Instagram post recently. So it's good to know he can.
She's hot.
Make deposits.
That means her boobs are going to get even bigger.
Oh, my God, man.
Just don't take another side. I don't want to see one more naked. Don't want to see another naked side-ass shot of Verlander.
Man, if she's in it, that's fine.
No.
If she's in it.
You just derailed Petey for the rest of the segment here.
I got to Google some stuff real quick. Hold up. Let's
see. Buddy of mine saw her at an Oriole game a couple years back. Shitting about four rows from me.
She is what we thought she is.
Yes, exactly right.
Oh, there'll be plenty of pregnant Kate Upton on the Instagram if you follow that.
I might now.
Her boobs are going to get huge. You're right, Petey.
Damn. I will bring you updates on that one. We are at the Major League Baseball All-Star break. Red Sox have the best record in baseball. Indians and Astros, the other good teams in the AL, the Cubs, Dodgers, and Phillies. The Phillies are good in the National League.
Yeah, they are pretty decent this year.
Tonight you get the Home Run Derby with Bryce Harper and seven people I've never heard of.
I was telling these guys
earlier. He's actually participating?
He is,
I watched an interview with Sammy Sosa that Dick Schaap Jr. was.
Jeremy
Schaap.
You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad.
No, he's okay. But it's a real recent interview, and they talk about he still avoids the steroid talk, and he got up and stood away, walked away for a while. But he talks about his appearance in the bit. And basically said, listen, I want to stay looking young. It's how I feel. It's how I want to live my life. You shouldn't care.
Yeah,
and he's exactly right about that.
Totally true.
He should not care that he looks like a freak.
He might look funny, but he's happy.
Right. When they show the pictures of him playing. He's just a young black man, and now he's a still young-looking dude, except he's not black anymore.
Yeah.
And his face is pulled back pretty good.
Did he say, I want to look young and Caucasian?
Yeah, well, they didn't talk.
Completely
that
Caucasian.
That was a weird part, though. Schaap asked about his appearance. He doesn't say the lightening of his skin, which I thought was a question you
obvious
should
question,
ask.
Obvious question, yeah.
But Sosa answered basically saying, I like to look – basically, he does have his face tightened up, and that's why he looks younger. So they don't even mention the color, which I thought was kind of weird.
That's the thing that's off-putting to most people.
Yeah, it's not so much the he looks just younger. That's just a facelift.
His skin is 12 shades lighter than normal.
Exactly. But I thought it was interesting – that the Cubs have never invited him back. And
no, he's got no love.
No, they want him to admit he cheated, but there's a guy working with the Cubs right now that did cheat and was a steroid guy. Manny somebody. Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, he works with Theo Epstein now with the Cubs. He's a party. So it's like.
Yeah.
And so the Cubs, they're talking out both sides of their mouth, the Cubs. They enjoyed what he did for them back in the day. But they won't invite him back. You know? He said he'd go in a minute.
Yeah. That was in that Sports Illustrated piece that he's got no love for the Cubs.
No, they don't have any love for him either.
Yeah. Well, and Cubs legend. I mean, look, their attendance is their attendance. Legend. They're always going to have good attendance because they're the Cubs their fans are suckers and it's a neat place to go.
Yeah.
Right? But if you think of Cubs legends,
it's him.
It's a short list.
Right.
And Sammy Sosa is one of them, if not the.
I think he has more home runs than Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks, yeah, I believe he does. Yeah.
And they don't acknowledge him.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is.
It's good, Doug. It's good. It's only one of the Z60s.
I'll check that out.
Come across it. Yeah, we'll check it out.
And then Tuesday's Major League Baseball.
Who's the main operator of the Cubs? Which Ricketts?
I forget the first name.
Scott Ricketts?
Doesn't matter. Scott. Call him Scott.
Whatever. No, Scott's our governor. Scott Ricketts is our governor.
That's true.
He's the dumb
They're one. All Scotts.
He had no love for
They're
that,
all Scotts.
That
the old
Ricketts
man,
guy.
The old man said, buys Cubs, buys governorships. That's what he does.
That's what he said. His brother's a crappy governor.
Right.
He really went off on him.
Yeah.
Did he?
No, they don't talk about him. They don't care.
That would have been great.
He doesn't care. He lives in Miami and the Dominican and spends a lot of time in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia.
He kept his money Dubai, and he's a businessman. Yeah, he's living pretty nice.
Yes, he's heavily involved in the beverage industry in England.
Right.
Okay.
He's an entrepreneur.
Good for him.
Because he has the money to do that.
He's loaded.
Tomorrow's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You know, this used to be a big deal, but now with Interleague, now with the Major League Baseball packages, it's just not. I mean, if you want to go see a baseball player on a certain team, you can.
I think
find
you're right
it.
About the packages too.
You know?
You can see baseball all the time, any team you want,
and Interleague as well. Because you never, if you lived in this area, you never got to see National League players.
No,
you know, so it was a chance to see them.
Right.
No, you never got to see baseball. You know, until ESPN picked it up.
Yep.
You got to see maybe one game a week.
Right.
So Fox has it, and the game tomorrow night, and they're going to try and use a cable cam. You know, we've seen this in football. But
football's different, though, because the ball's not automatically just going to hit it all of a sudden.
Right, and they can get it out of the way on the punts and whatnot.
Right.
So in baseball, obviously, that wouldn't work if it was just hovering right over the mound. So it's really in the outfield, and they believe it's going to be clear of affecting play at all.
One lucky shot.
Yeah, you know, somebody hits a bomb, maybe it comes into play.
Now, it's All-Star game, so it won't matter.
Yeah.
Is that going to be like the catwalk in Tampa, where if you hit it, it's a home run?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
I think I saw a guy hit a speaker in Tampa.
Oh yeah,
and the outfielder made the play.
Yeah, it's just in play.
It's in play.
Yeah, so it's considered in play. So he was out. Yeah.
They're getting rid of that.
Is it a double?
They're building
if you
a new
the
place.
Catwalk.
They're building a new place with the Rays. I saw.
So this game is at Nationals Park. That's the DC park, and this. Setup at the facility made it possible they could do this. So don't expect to see this across all major league stadiums because they can't really pull it off at most places. Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic wins Wimbledon title. And between him and Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, the last seven majors in tennis have been won by those three guys all over 30 years old. So it's kind of been a rebirth for those. Serena loses, though she gets more attention than the gal that won it.
Yeah, and who won it?
Whose name you don't even know?
Yeah, it's, no, it's Kerber. I think Angela Kerber or Angelique Kerber or something like that. But Serena lost. She looked kind of funny in the process, too. Maybe she was hurt or uninterested or something was weird. And then Jack Sock from Lincoln native, won half of the Wimbledon doubles, men's doubles winner.
They win the doubles,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the men's semifinal. It was on Friday.
They stopped it.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They probably should have. It was 6.5 hours. Two guys played tennis for six and a half hours.
The Nadal Djokovic, they stopped it at curfew and started the next
day. And started the next day.
Right, right.
Yep, there is a curfew.
6.5 hours?
Imagine that doing anything for 6.5 hours.
No, I don't. I don't even work that long.
6.5 hours.
That's not even my work day.
And it's not like they got a lunch break. They didn't get a smoke break.
How about imagine actually having to be there? You watch
six
it.
6.5 hours.
I don't want to watch any sporting event for 6.5 hours.
That's a long time.
Those now, guys are in shape, they're, man.
I know. And
Jesus.
I mean, you think about that. Like two athletes, and it was like a 6'8 and a 6'10 guy. But, you know, there's days of their life where they have played tennis for 12 to 14,
oh,
to 15
yeah, probably.
To 18
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But maybe not as intense
but
the whole time.
Emotionally, either. This right. just has to be exhausting. And the winner afterwards said, like, you know, this is ridiculous. I mean, I won, and I don't feel good about having won. Which is a fair – I mean, you do something for 6.5 hours, you win, you think you would have this supreme joy. No, and no, no, he's just like, this is just – messed up, with. Man. Yeah. This is messed up.
But if you want to get into one of those pro-ams sometimes, that's a 6.5 hour round of golf right there.
That's ridiculous.
Wednesday, I think.
Golf's a little less physically demanding than tennis.
It's still horrible.
True.
Nobody wants to do anything for 6.5 hours.
Not really.
That's you can pick out the best thing you like, and you don't want to do it for 6.5 hours.
Especially something physical like that.
Well, that's beside the point. You're right. Yeah. That's worse. But you pick something you really enjoy. You don't want to do 6.5 hours. Nothing.
Not in a row.
Nothing. I mean, I don't want to see a concert that long, no sporting event, sex. That ain't going to happen anyway, 6.5 hours.
Movies?
Movie. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, couch laying at 6.5 hours is even questionable.
It is. Yeah, I ain't going to do that. Yeah.
No, it's not questionable. It's bad. It's not even questionable.
I'd like
at that
to sleep
point.
For 6.5 hours sometimes.
It's about my average.
I wish I could. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah. The attention in the sports world stays in Europe. The 147th Open Championship at Carnoustie in Scotland. Dustin Johnson, the favorite in Vegas. Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas,
they're not,
Tommy Fleetwood, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, and Tiger Woods.
Tiger's favorite?
He's in the 10, top
it,
10.
Really?
Yeah. So, Tiger.
He played decent last time out.
There's all kinds of golf on TV this weekend. I think I missed the celebrity one.
I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, I couldn't find much of that, actually. Yeah. Tony Romo won it, and Aaron Rodgers was there with Danica, and that's what I saw about it, pretty much. Yeah. And Ben Roethlisberger didn't do anything inappropriate.
Hey, hey, hey.
But he may not have been there, so that's probably why.
Hey, hey, hey. He's distracted, Aaron Rodgers. He's distracted.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have seen this coming. Louisville president Friday announced the school is going to strip the Papa John's name from its football stadium, renaming it Cardinal Stadium.
We were talking about that, they get rid of the Papa John's. Yeah,
yeah, we should have seen that. I mean, if they had any chance of wanting to recruit guys continuing in the future, you cannot have the name of the stadium be a guy that's dropping M-bombs out there.
Black guys are good at sports.
Especially football.
And if you're recruiting against Louisville, which a lot of teams would be, like Kentucky's saying, hey, come play here.
Yeah, you want to go to Louisville?
Remember what Papa John said?
Yeah.
Let's go to the tape.
Yeah.
I was curious how long his name would stay.
We were talking about the other day.
About 24 hours.
Yep.
It was about 24 hours is what it stayed. And he did an interview somewhere, 840 WHAS, but Pro Football Talk picked it up. And this is... Papa John commenting about his split with the National Football League, and he says, we're very glad to get out of the NFL relationship because we still get to sponsor some players and we still get to sponsor some teams and we still get to be a part of the community, which is changing as he was saying that.
They're saying what NFL teams are going to distance themselves. One, they keep showing.
The
keep
Seahawks
showing,
have.
They keep showing Jerry Jones hugging his ass.
Jerry Jones owns 120 stores, I think. He's got a hand in 120 Papa John's.
So he won't care.
But the Seahawks have cut it off. The Falcons have suspended it. They've got 3 Papa John's inside their stadium, so they're trying to figure out what to do best. But Papa John went on to say, we don't want to do business with Roger Goodell. Which,
well, he was mad the guys were kneeling. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Screw Papa John.
Yeah, he said it was a divorce.
Yes. He said, Roger Goodell runs the NFL. We made a decision to get a divorce, and we did. So good luck with that. As teams are starting, you know, like he says, that we still get to sponsor some teams. We still get to sponsor some players. We still get to be a part of the community. Teams are going to make their own decisions. Players will probably be like, man, I don't know. I got teammates that I don't really want to explain.
And there's other places out there that eat pizza.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And then Major League Baseball, also, you know, a big part of Papa John's advertising success. He had a Grand Slam deal with them. Major League Baseball has turned that off. And then individual franchises like the Yankees, Marlins, Nationals, Twins, Royals, Mariners, Orioles, Braves, Rangers, Braves have all shut off relationships with
Real
Papa John's.
Real diverse companies, and most of us work for companies or corporations, don't care. They drop people.
Just like that.
Because they have somebody diverse else people work. You can bitch all you want about the left-wing crap, blah, blah, blah. But guess who companies have – sell to everybody.
Right.
And we're all diverse.
Yep.
And screw them.
Yep.
Good for them.
I agree.
I just love that. You'll see that. Go to Facebook. Well, what's wrong? Buy Papa John's to defend him. What? What?
Nah.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why defend him?
Because he can say the N-bomb. Yeah. Why can't he?
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah. Free money being accepted at Oklahoma State. They're going to be the third member of the Big 12 to allow the sale of alcoholic beverages to all fans at football games.
Not just the elite to people in the booth?
Correct.
Good.
Yep. And that's a cool stadium. You've never been down there. That's a good one in Stillwater as well. They're going to introduce a no reentry policy, which will probably, you know, be more normal if they're selling booze inside. But
the only reason you run out of halftime anyway is you get a red solo cup and drink.
That's
like,
right.
Like they do in Lincoln.
Go smash.
I've run out. Go smash.
Smash alcohol.
Smash alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do that at halftime, too, if you're quick about it.
Because if you smash, that would violate the no reentry policy.
That's right.
Good point, Todd. Well said. Good point.
By the way, Larry the Cable Guy tied for 77.
Oh,
he golfed in it this weekend?
Yeah. All right. At the, what do they call this thing? The American Century Championship. Tony Romo, your winner.
That's right.
Yeah, I did read, surprisingly, in dead last alone, Charles Barkley.
He was 6,000 to 1 to win it. There was actually odds on him to win that. 6,000 to 1, Charles Barkley.
Oh, I got Patrick Peterson withdrawing.
Oh,
he's dead last.
The story I read said that of everybody who finished, Barkley was dead last alone.
At least he finished. 18 days to NFL camps. And Saturday was just, you know, hanging out at the bar and
God for summer basketball. I would have nothing.
Yeah, I put on the Patriots Titans replay of the playoff game, which I knew was a blowout and ended awfully, but had it on the entire time just to look over and see some football.
Yeah.
Didn't even mind seeing Gronk.
Hell, I watched Arena last night just to watch some football.
Yeah, I was going to alert you that the Jacksonville Jaguars were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a good game.
NFL Network.
They lost that game. Steelers lost that
good game.
But they were getting their ass kicked. Did they come back and make a game out of it?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. They screwed up. Gave up too much in the beginning.
Yeah, they were down.
And thinking they were going to have the Patriots, and then screwed themselves up.
Yep. When I saw they were down 21-0, I
said, the Jags.
Tyler's going to be in a bad mood.
No, I wasn't watching it. I don't watch replays of my team losing.
I watched a couple of minutes of the other day of the most recent Chiefs soul-crushing playoff loss.
I will watch
that. I saw the Titans. That, too.
Yeah, to
I
the
will
Titans.
Watch that. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
I saw that on the guy's like, well, I got to stop and watch some of that.
Yeah, because the Chiefs were kicking ass for a while.
Yes, they were.
And, it was fun to watch the Chiefs
and they
lose.
Lost. They're tight end apart. And fell apart in the second half, as the Chiefs
and Mariota
do.
Threw that touchdown pass to himself.
To himself?
Yeah.
That's right.
I saw that live.
Threw it, caught it, rushed it in for the touchdown.
Save that for Nick.
Yeah.
Save it for Wednesday.
And don't forget, Tony Romo's pick for the Super Bowl involves the
Jags
and the Packers.
That ain't going to happen.
He's half right.
Maybe some good news for the Steelers today. Those are the words of Mike Tomlin, their head coach, saying hopefully we'll have some exciting news Monday, because if Le'Veon Bell doesn't sign by 4 p.m. today, that's Eastern time, he'll only be able to sign a one-year deal, which means he won't go to training camp and he'll only start or only show up basically for week one, which it didn't work too great for him last year.
Hurt him last year, man.
You know, and you can say, well, they can get by, but if it takes them two games to get right and you lose one or two of those games because of it and you don't get a one or two seed or you don't get a home wild card game, everything changes. And it's the Oblivious Ball League is underway, the Junior Basketball Association, the league started by LeVar Ball.
Oh, God.
What a joke. The attendance has not been very good. But, I mean, I really feel bad for a lot of the players in this league because you know they're going to get screwed over. And these are guys who, you know, maybe didn't – you can go if you're out of high school and you just don't feel like going to college. Or if you're in college, you don't feel like going to college anymore. Or you're out of college and you think you should be playing
Once
pro.
Once again, you gave up all amateur deal, right?
Yeah, and these guys are – I can only imagine how bad they're going to get screwed over. And the coach of the Chicago Ballers is – I don't know if he should keep his job necessarily. I mean, this is probably not a good look for this league. But this guy's just walking off during a timeout, and the coach comes over and shoves him. You know, you're thinking, okay, that's good motivation, and the player doesn't really react to it, and the coach continues to get into him, swearing at him, headbutts him, shoves him again.
So he went all Rutgers on him like that dude?
Yes, yes.
Call him a pussy?
Pretty much.
Whipping balls at him.
Yeah,
throw the ball in his head.
What the beep are you going to do about it? He's
dropping
screaming at the
references.
Player.
Yeah.
So that league, I'm not surprised that image exists with that
pushing
league.
High school kids around, that's quality stuff.
Just pushing guys who are grinding, trying to make it somewhere.
Quality coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. And I found a lot of people don't really respond to that.
Nope.
No.
Not positively, anyway.
Nope. Yeah, if they respond, that's a fair point. Might not be positive.
We never have.
Yeah.
We don't respond to much, actually. All right. Send me that dink pic, Petey, okay?
Yeah, you got it, man.
All right. I'll check the cloud later on. We're talking to the director of Robin Williams' Come Inside My Mind documentary tonight on HBO. Marina Zenovich when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.